The National Park Service built the Gateway Arch in St. Louis to celebrate the millions of explorers and pioneers who settled the American West in the 19th century. The monument on the Mississippi River symbolizes where, in general, the massive diaspora began, as heard in the steel industry documentary from the 1960s.
To form an arch of soaring grandeur, truly a gateway to the West.
But some Missourians farther west say St. Louis commandeered the title to replace its previous nickname, Mound City.
I can't blame them for wanting to get rid of that sobriquet, Mound City.
Staff writer for The New Yorker, Calvin Trillin, is a Kansas City native and has written for years about how St. Louis took the name from his hometown.
They did it by getting the government to build them an arch and then stole the gateway to the West from Kansas City.
He says growing up, he remembers many Kansas City businesses use the mantle in their names.
Well, I can corroborate it very easily. I bought my first baseball mitt at Gateway Sporting Goods Store in Kansas City, probably in the 40s.
According to National Park Service historian Bob Moore in St. Louis, Trillin has a point.
Well, the real start is Kansas City. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, or, you know, I make no bones about that. I mean, the arch could just as easily have been in Kansas City if you really wanted to talk about, you know, the jumping off point.
Moore explains there were a number of places where settlers and pioneers lit out for the territories, but in general, that point was far west of St. Louis.
The main starting points were really in Kansas City and Omaha, Council Bluffs, you know, out at that kind of line almost along the Missouri River.
Moore says settlers would often buy their wagons and livestock in St. Louis, put their goods on a steamboat, and sail up the Missouri River to one of those jumping off points. And anyone who's played the Oregon Trail computer game might remember their group of settlers launched from Independence, Missouri, which borders Kansas City in Jackson County. Ralph Monaco is a former state representative and past president of the Jackson County Historical Society. He says he's well aware of the important role the Kansas City area played as the starting point for travelers heading west, including on the Santa Fe Trail and the Pony Express.
When you start dealing with the trails going to Oregon, Santa Fe, and California, nothing began in St. Louis. It all began in Jackson County.
But even though he is a true blue Kansas City fan, he says he still has his reservations about which city really deserves the title.
You know, I'm kind of torn. I really am, because once something becomes an historical fact, I would never change it. Anybody who came forward to change it, I would be against it. And to that extent, I can understand why St. Louis wants to hold on to it.
As a historian, he says there are, of course, many valid reasons for St. Louis having the name Gateway to the West. Above all, its ties to the nation's founders and the Louisiana Purchase.
But it's true. I mean, St. Louis does deserve that title only because of the historical framework of when it was founded in the 1760s and with the Lewis and Clark Expedition in 1804.
There are, in fact, a number of other cities that also claim the name, including Fargo, North Dakota, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Omaha, Nebraska. Each city, in its own right, played a significant role in the westward expansion of the United States. But saying exactly where the East ends and the true West begins probably depends most on where you're from and where you're going. I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.